Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Heel turns, title changes, and many, many surprise returns at the Royal Rumble 2022. What does it all mean for WrestleMania 38? Let's talk about it. For Sunday, January the 30th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Who shall enter the fray next? God of combat sports, the Rowdy Way is back. The baddest woman on the planet is back.
Are you kidding me?
The only woman to hold WWE and UFC gold, and look at the field, they can't believe it either.
Ronda Rousey is in the Royal Rumble.
Charlotte Flair has seen that look in Rousey's eyes before, and it does not end well.
Charlotte Flair charging, getting caught by Rousey.
A little too aggressive. Ronda Rousey underneath her. She's eliminated. Ronda Rousey reigns supreme.
It looks could kill. Paul Heyman would be a dead man. No. What in the hell? What did I just see?
Roman Reigns with the WWE Championship in hand.
And both Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley at the mercy of the Tribal Chief. Oh!
Lesnar is down. The WWE Championship delivered by the Universal Champion, and the head of the table.
And then tossed aside with disrespect like garbage.
Guys, what the?
Bobby Lashley with the cover. Champion!
Last man, to enter the Royal Rumble match here in 2022. Who's it gonna be?
No!
Oh, no! The Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar. And Brock Lesnar is pissed off after what happened earlier tonight when Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman cost him the WWE Championship.
The alpha male of our species is infuriated.
And Pat, you want to get another title opportunity immediately? Win the Rumble match.
Drew McIntyre dumped over the top rope. Brock Lesnar's going to WrestleMania.
Ballin', closing $1 million deals. Catch me swerving, burning $100 bills. Have fear when you ballin', ballin'. Going places they never go. It ain't all about the money, but I stack it because you never.
Few key moments from last night's Royal Rumble event. Lots went down. We saw a title change, we saw a heel turn, and we saw plenty of surprises, one-offs, comebacks, and a whole lot more. Let's get into it from near the top. Ronda Rousey is back. She entered the Women's Royal Rumble match near the end, finally ousting Charlotte Flair to earn herself a title match at WrestleMania. Now, there have been multiple rumors about Ronda Rousey making a WWE return ahead of WrestleMania. These have circulated for the past few weeks. And in terms of what she'll do at WrestleMania, that seems to have changed a few times as well. Initially, we had reports from multiple sources of Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey working together at WrestleMania. Even Becky Lynch referencing possibly doing something with Ronda on Twitter. Wrestling Observer Radio saying that the plan as of now is for Ronda Rousey to work with Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania, which would be inspired by the final few moments of the Rumble that you heard there, with Charlotte Flair being the penultimate person in that match, being ousted by Ronda Rousey. So there certainly is a story for them to pick up on if they're going to take that on to WrestleMania. It would mean Ronda Rousey focusing on SmackDown over the next few months on Fox, something that I'm sure Fox is absolutely delighted about, having a box office name like Ronda Rousey on the books over there. If that is, of course, the way that we end up going, we will see. Shortly after Ronda Rousey won the Rumble, there was heat of a very different kind in the arena, as she pointed to the WrestleMania sign, as you are legally obliged to do so. There were fireworks from behind the sign, fireworks that actually caused the WrestleMania sign to catch fire. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful has video footage that he shared on Twitter of some of the embers and flames behind the sign. This resulted in fans who were sat directly underneath the Rumble sign being moved from their section during the show out of fears that the sign may come down or indeed catch fire again. So quite a fiery start to the return of Ronda Rousey. She will be on Monday Night Raw tomorrow night. She confirmed it herself in an interview after the Rumble backstage, which you can watch on WWE's YouTube channel. She says she's not falling for the chants and the cheers this time round, suggesting maybe a heel run. I guess we will find out. The Women's Royal Rumble match saw loads of fun surprises as well. Melina entering at number two. A very emotional Melina was out there working with Sasha Banks to get things started. Kelly popping up once again. The return of the former Funkadactyl Cameron, used to continue the story between Naomi and Sonya Deville in a very creative manner. We saw Ivory in the Royal Rumble, but a different flavoured Ivory to the one we've had before. It was the return of Right to Censor Ivory. She came out in the white shirt, black trousers, talking about the wayward women featured in the Royal Rumble, and she was going to clean it up. She didn't get a chance to, sadly, but oh, what a joy. What a joy to see Right to Censor Ivory in the Royal Rumble. The Bellas, we know they were coming in, and then they made their appearance there, and they were quite heavily involved near the end as well. Alicia Fox making a wonderful surprise appearance, as did Sarah Logan. Ruby Soho on Twitter referencing the numbers drawn by Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan, suggesting that she was watching the Rumble and pulling for her former Riot Squad buddies. Good to see Sarah Logan back in there again. And Mighty Molly got out there as well. Well, she kind of got out there. As she was walking to the ring, she was attacked by Nikki A.S.H. A superhero battle ensued, and Nikki got one over on Mighty Molly. Molly Holly, now part of WWE full-time, working as a producer. So potentially, this is a little story that we could have some fun with on WWE television, if they so chose to go that way. PW Insider reporting that Oksana, Caitlin, and Jillian Hall were brought into St. Louis for the Royal Rumble. They ended up not being used in the Rumble bout, though, which is a shame. Imagine coming all that way. I hope they got paid travel at the very least. Mickie James got out there during the Rumble. Hardcore country, her TNA / Impact Wrestling theme music. She was rocking the Impact Knockouts Championship as she did, and she just looked delighted to be out there. Genuinely happy to see Mickie James out there. She spoke afterwards to WWE.com with the Impact title proudly on show, saying that we broke down one of the biggest ceilings you've ever seen, and we did it for the ladies. Really happy to see Mickie James out there tonight. That was a real win for me. Here's a really cool Easter egg on some of the ring gear from last night's Royal Rumble. Of course, Sasha Banks, inspired by Sailor Moon for the outfit that we saw as she entered at number one. But did you, eagle-eyed anime fans, spot the references to Naruto in the Rumble? Jun Naito sent this into PW Insider, saying, "As a huge anime fan, I popped huge for Zelina's entrance tonight. Her ring gear was obviously inspired by Naruto's lead villain, Madara Uchihida. I'm sorry if I ruined the pronunciation of that. I also believe that Neil Kaplan, who does the voice in the English language version of Naruto of that character, is the new voice at the start of Zelina's entrance theme." What a cool Easter egg if you're a fan of Naruto or even just anime. I like that a lot. That's a great one. The Women's Royal Rumble match, really, really good fun. We move on. We also had the Universal Championship match before that with Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. Good stuff from those two. Seth Rollins wearing the Shield attire and coming out through the crowd and coming out to the Shield's theme music. That was a nice touch, just to chuck that in as well. The other title match saw Roman Reigns kind of involved as well. Bobby Lashley beating Brock Lesnar to win the WWE Championship once again. This comes after Paul Heyman turned his back on Lesnar, aiding Roman Reigns in laying out Brock. WrestleVotes tweeted, "I'm told they legitimately have no idea what the WWE title match at Mania is going to be at this point." Obviously, Brock winning the belt goes back to January, where they had to do a little bit of quick fixing for WWE Day 1, which led to Brock Lesnar becoming the WWE champion.
Hello, I'm Rossi Drip Drip from Cultaholic Wrestling. How was your Christmas, Andrew?
It was lovely, thank
you. Nobody cares, right? Then, as some people might remember, the best professional wrestling debut of the entire year that was 2021 was the debut of Rossi Drip Drip. Look at him there. What a fantastic stallion. Well, you can commemorate the debut of Rossi Drip Drip with your own Rossi Drip Drip buddy, cultaholicshop.com.
And you can also commemorate, if you want to, you know, to display a little baldy, oiled up egg on your shelf.
Hurry up.
I also have an Andrew on as well. Whoa!
Whoa! Okay, oh. New merchandise line at cultaholicshop.com. New t-shirts, new buddies as we saw, caps, Cultaholic FC merch, and a lot, lot more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
To the Men's Royal Rumble now, won by surprise entrance at number 30, Brock Lesnar. There was a couple of other surprises in this Rumble as well. A few of them spoiled by WWE themselves. Drew McIntyre made his return. He was taken out of action back on January the 1st for WWE Day 1. And we were told that it would be quite a while before we'd see him. Potentially, he could be missing WrestleMania. He rehabbed dead quick and he is back. And it looks as if there is a Baron Corbin, Madcap Moss storyline that he is coming back to do some stuff with. He was there right till the very end, ousted by the winner of the match, Brock Lesnar. Now, Booker T may have ruined this for a few people because during the kickoff show, he erroneously said that he was picking Brock Lesnar to win the Royal Rumble, despite the fact that at that point, Lesnar wasn't factored into the Rumble at all. His surprise, his entrance at number 30 was a surprise, and Booker T accidentally gave that bad boy away. It wasn't the only surprise potentially spoilt by WWE here. We saw Bad Bunny in the Rumble, who looked good in there, hitting a crossbody in a Canadian destroyer, getting some eliminations under his belt. But that return was spoiled as well. WWE gave that away twice. There was a photo of Bunny being shared around backstage. Saw it on social media. It's Bad Bunny in the locker room chatting with The Undertaker. Also, WWE were selling Bad Bunny Royal Rumble t-shirts in the concessions, which made everybody go, oh, I presume they're selling this because Bad Bunny's going to do a WrestleMania run-in. So merchandising saving the day there. Kofi Kingston had an uneventful rumble, but there was a story behind that. So he entered at number 24 and he was immediately in a bad place with Kevin Owens pushing him off the top rope. Kingston, you saw leap onto the ring barrier, managing to hang onto the barricade. However, his feet just tapped the floor as he did so, which meant he was eliminated. This looks like we were denied the Kofi Kingston daredevil spot in the Rumble. Looks like that wasn't there was a plan bit for him by the looks of it, because his feet hit the floor. They played it straight and went, "Nah, you're out, mate." So that's why Kofi didn't really do a whole lot in the Rumble. He put out on Twitter the following: "Welp, it's better to try and fail than never try at all." Someone said this. Another guy who was a surprise in the Rumble was Johnny Knoxville. Obviously, we knew he was going in, but he did a double leg takedown on Sami Zayn and dropped an elbow, took a lot of offense and got hoyed out. It's been reported by PW Insider that Johnny Knoxville's appearance last night was indeed the last. And that is the end of the Jackass WWE connection for at least for the time being. That promotional work for Jackass Forever is done. Regarding that video that you might have seen online with Brock Lesnar and the Jackass lads in the hotel bar, this is the video of Brock Lesnar slamming Wee Man through a table. This wasn't a planned incident. This is just basically a bunch of mates having a daft laugh. Everyone's having a good time very late one night. The hotel bar apparently not thrilled about the damage done. But it's a fun video. It's a good time. It's Brock Lesnar slamming Wee Man through a table at the bar. Brock Lesnar, who of course went on to win the Royal Rumble last night by punching his ticket to WrestleMania to face either the WWE or the Universal Champion. I'll give you two guesses on who that's going to be. You can't get it wrong. I think we know where this is going, don't we? But hey, should we talk about it a little bit more? I think we should. Check out youtube.com/cultaholic/live. From 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time for Cultaholic Live. Myself and Andrew are going to be presenting our live review show for the Royal Rumble at 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. We're going to be giving out grades. We're going to be talking about the show, what we liked, what we hated. We're going to be doing some silly bits. There'll be a quiz. The return of Jushin Liger. What did we end up calling him last time? I can't remember. But either way, we're going to have a great time at 1 p.m. GMT with Cultaholic Live. This time on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. On our channel right now, you can check out what happened at the Royal Rumble for more results from the show. And the WTF moments from the Royal Rumble will be along a little later today on the YouTube channel as well. Later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring host of the Sarah O'Connell Show, interviewer extraordinaire Sarah O'Connell. She's great fun to talk to, and I think you're going to really love her as well. And that'll be later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. On Monday, you have a brand new episode of the Classic Raw Review. It is a watch-along special as Jatkins and I watch Survivor Series 1995 and offer an alternative commentary for your delectation. I am not in tomorrow. Tomorrow is my birthday, so I'm taking the day off. So when it comes to the news podcast, I will speak to you on Tuesday. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.